Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We are on Tamach Tesla Bay, second line from the bottom. She'ein dosin rishus. So, if the Mishnah said that if you got to make an Eruv, you can mevatel your Eruv to everybody else. Then the Mishnah said if two people forgot, they can also be mevatel. It's really repetitive. And the Gemara asked, Hasu Lamali. Why does it say it twice? E nosin. Tanina, if you're talking about giving up your rishus, we learned that. E notel, if it's about accepting the bittel, Tanina, we also learned that. So the question is, you're right, that was really extra. However, seifa itzrichale. The real chiddush was the seifa, which said, shnayim nosin rishus. So two people can give up over rishus. So the Gemara says, hanani pshita. That's also pashat. So the Gemara says, no. Mazim, I would have thought, ligzer dilma asi livtule lahu. Maybe I would think that if one person can give up his rishus to two people, right? If two people can give up their rishus to one person, that one person can give up his rishus to two people. That's not true. One can't give to two. I would have thought you could.
Why not?
That's what Rashi says.
Why wouldn't it be good?
Why wouldn't it be good? I don't know. Like Rashi is on top. The ira vatli inhu liyachid. Asu lemeimar nami yachid mevatel l'shnayim. One can be mevatel to two.
That's not true.
Kamash v'lan, that's not true. So we said it twice. Why not? I don't know.
Can you just review again? This is a case where the guy who's being mevatel his rishus did not join the Erev B'Kol Shabbos.
Correct.
Right? So once he's mevatel his rishus, he can no longer
carry. Correct.
Into his
but he helps everybody else.
Right.
In about two minutes, we're gonna have a long brisa which is really gonna flesh it all out. It's not easy.
He's eliminated.
Right. Now one more little two lines of Gemara, and then we'll get to the big questions. They know to learn rishus. Right? And then it said again, a second time, you can't take rishus, which means you can't accept someone's bittel. That we already said that also. Lamali, what's that teaching you? I'm not really sure I understand this. Lo tzricha, afagav de omrile, even though that the b'nei chatzer, what's going on is the reverse case. In other words, two people or one person didn't make an eruv. So everybody who did make an eruv will be mevatel the rishus to one person or two people. Why would they do that? Maybe because he's the tough guy. They don't want to start up with it. All right, mevatel rishus to him. Right? It's as if only one person lives there. You could think of a scenario where that might happen. So that can happen. You're allowed to do that. That way, then he is the only guy that lives there. If he's the only one that lives there, you don't need a neighbor. He lives there by himself. That can happen also. But again, the Mishnah said it twice. So the Gemara says, why does the Mishnah have to repeat it twice? The Afagav, the Omrile, that they, who's they? The B'nai Chatzar, right? They're being Mavatal their Rishos to one of two people. The Omrile, Kni Almanaz Lahaknos. What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? How do they translate that in English?
Acquire our rights in the Chatzar on the condition that you transfer them to the other resident.
What does that mean? No, to the other guy. Two people made
right,
an Eruv.
Two did not.
10 did. So the Reuben and Shimon did not. 10 did. So the 10 are going to mevatel their rishos to Reuben. That's okay. You can do that. Now Reuben and Shimon live that together. I'm not sure what you gained because they still didn't make an Eruv with each other. However, repeated it a second time. Mevatel your rishos to Reuven on the condition that he sell to Shimon.
No, there's a vatel
to Shimon afterwards?
Yeah, it is. It's a vatel
to Shimon.
Who's
in
a vatel
to Reuven. So therefore, what will happen is, we're going to get down to one person.
Everybody.
Right. Okay.
Wait. You can't vatel. Reuven can't vatel to Shimon, then Shimon can vatel back to Reuven.
No. 10 people are vatel to Reuven, and then Reuven is vatel to Shimon. You can't do that. Right. Okay. Okay, now we're going to get to the big, the entire daf is going to be the next few lines. Boy minei Abaya me Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following question. Chamisha shishuruyin b'chatzar achas. five people live in one chatzar. The shachach echad mehen velo irev. One forgot. That's big and irev. One forgot. So kishahu mevatel reshuso, when he's mevatel is reshus. Tzarech levatel lechol echad v'yechad alo. Does he have to be mevatel in front of the other four or not? Does he have to go in front of each one? Or does he not have to? Now, amalei tzarech levatel lechol echad v'yechad. He has to. Rabbah holds he has to. The Gemara assumes, I don't know why, the Gemara assumes that a Baya holds doesn't have to. So it's a machlokes, Jina Baya, and Rabbah. Okay? Again, Rabbah said you have to be Vatal for everybody. To gather them all together in a room, have a meeting of the whole chatzar. I'm here by Vatal by Rishis to all of you. Okay? You have to do that.
It's each one, or
can
you do it together?
You can do it to each one. You can go from house to house, knock on the door, I'm Vatal. Knock on the door, I'm a Vatal. You can do that. According to Abaya, you just do it to one of them. Okay. Now we're going to ask Akasha. Eisvei. There are going to be... I have six cases. The art scroll... I learned this without looking at the art scroll. I only had six cases. What? When I looked at the art scroll, I saw they had seven. Where's the one I didn't count? But I figured it out. Ready? Case number one. Ready? Echad shelo irev. If somebody forgot to make an Erev, nostin reshus le'echad she'irev. He can revatel his reshus to one who did make an Erev. But that's the kasha. The other six or five cases are just going to be recorded now just to fill up the dot. That's the kasha. The kasha is, this Brisa says, you revatel it to one who made an Erev. To one. It doesn't say to everyone. It says to one. That's the kasha right there. Right? So we're going to answer it. In a few minutes, Rabbah will answer it. According to Abai, it's not a kasha. Right? According to Abai, it's not a kasha. That's the kasha. Case number two. Shnayim she'irvu. If two people made an Erev, nostin reshus le'echad shelo irev. They keep three people, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon made an Erev. Levi forgot. Reuven and Shimon keep him a battle to Levi. Good? Good. Number three. Shnayim shelo irvu. People didn't make an Erev. Nostin reshus l'shnayim she'irvu. They can be mevatel to two that did. Now this is case, the article has this case number four. Oh, or they could be mevatel to one who didn't make an Erev. Okay? Next case. What?
I'm saying you just said 2 lines now.
What? Yeah, this is a brisa though.
No, I understand, but in the brisa, we just said shnayim she'irvu.
No, there's no case that repeats. There's no case that repeats.
You're right, my mistake.
Now, this is the next case, which I have as number four, they have as number five. Aval ein echad she'irev, if someone didn't make an Erev, nostin reshus le'echad shelo irev. He can't be mevatel as reshus to someone else who didn't make an Erev. Okay? That does make sense. The next one is the hardest one. The Ein Shnayim She'irvu. If two people don't make an Erev, Notin Reshus and Shnayim Shelo Irvu. The Ein Shnayim She'irvu. If two people made an Erev, they cannot Notin Reshus L'Shnayim Shelo Irvu. To give Reshus to two that didn't make an Erev. To others who didn't. The reason why it's the that's why it's the hardest one. It's so posh you can't do that. What was the half, Amina?
You just said that at the beginning of the Shnayim She'irvu, Nostin Reshus and Echad Shelo Irvu.
Now it's Shnayim. It's Shnayim. It's a different case. It's a different yes. Two that didn't to two that did.
This is two.
Sorry, two that did.
And the first case was the second case was two that did.
Two that did to two that did to one that didn't.
To one that didn't.
Right. There's no case that repeats, trust me. Last case, the Ein Shnayim Shelo Irvu, and if two that didn't, Nosnin Reshus L'Shnayim Shelo Irvu. Okay? Two that didn't, can't be about the two that also didn't. Okay? Anyway, Ketani Miyaz, anyway, that's what Ketani Miyaz means, anyway, getting back to the story, number one said, Reisha, the first case, number one, Echad shelo irev, nosin reshus le'echad she'irov. Now, one second. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If there's nobody else there, who do you make an erev with? Right? What's going on here? It's only two people. It's only two people, but you made an erev and he forgot to make it. Who do you make an erev with? It's only two of you there. I made an erev, but he forgot to make an erev. What kind of erev is that? Only two of you. You can't have an erev with two people and one forgets. That's not an erev. Right? If there's only two of you, right, and he forgot that, well, who'd you make an erev with? Right? Yourself? That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, there's got to be at least three people. There's got to be at least three people. V'katani le'echad she'irev. And it said, yumavatel, to one who made the erev. That's what it said. Now, according to Abaye, it's not a kasha. That's fine. V'rabba, hacha b'mayaskinan. No, you know what the case is? Tahave umif. There was three, and Levi died. And Shimon forgot. So now, Reuven, Shimon is going to be mevatel to Reuven. There's no one else to be mevatel to. There's only one left. Because the other one died. You hear that case? That's how Rabba gets out of the brisa. Okay? Do you like that answer? Now, asks the Gemara, wait a minute.
Shimon died then.
There was an Erev, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.
Right.
Shimon, Reuven, two of them made an Erev.
Right.
The third one forgot.
Right. So now.
Then one of them died.
So.
Now he has to be battle his Erev. So you have to be battle to everybody, but there's only one left.
So how's he Mavatel? The other guy is not there.
Exactly. That's exactly why you Mavatel to the remaining people. There's only one remaining. You Mavatel to him. Of course you have to be battle to everybody. How can the Bryce only mention one person? There's only one person alive. You don't have to be battle to a dead person. Very good.
No, but the dead person was part of the Erev.
Correct. He died. What happens to the Erev when someone dies? We're going to get to that. The Yoration. Is not a Yoration. We're going to get to that. Now, either have you miss, 1 minute. If he was there and he died, aim a Seifa. So look at the Seifa. I have this as case number 4. Which I think Art's will be case number 5. Ain Echad She'irev. If someone didn't make an Erev, no stain reshurso le'echad shelo irev. He can't be mevatel to someone else who didn't make an Erev. In 1 minute. Vidahavi umis amaylo. If someone died, why not? In other words, really, there were three people. This makes it sound like one to one and one. Nah, one and one. It was one and two. But he died, unfortunately. So why not? So Gemara says, no. That el pshita de isya. Obviously, el pshita de isya, right?
Just in case,
the guy was there. That's the Gemara's answer. So obviously, El Pshita de Isye. Umi de Seifa de Isye. Obviously, there's someone else there. Umi de Seifa de Isye. Rishonami de Isye. And if this case is somebody else there, then in case number one, there must have been somebody else there. So this is me the area. Why? Haka de Isa of Haka de Isa. Each case has its own rules. Each case has its own fact pattern. This one had three, and the case number one, the guy died. That case, he didn't die. Teidal proved to you that's right. Diktani Sefer Dereisha, case number three. Case number three says, Shnayim Shalo Irvu, two people that didn't make an Erev, Nostin Rishus, Shnayim Shirvu. They can be Mavadel to two that did make an Erev. Shnayim in, Echadlo, two, yeah, one not. Right? Vabaya Amar, my bays, my lebays, what says to two? What do you mean to two? According to Abaya, you only have to do it to one. My lebays, lechad mi bays, one of the two, he means. Right? Because you only have to do it to one. One of the two. Ihachi, that's a very funny way of saying that. Ihachi, lifni, lechad she'irev, to one who made the erev, or lechad shelo irev, or the one who didn't make. Akasha, okay, that's Akasha. That's a Akasha. I'm not going to die from that Akasha. Not a tiyufta. That's a good kasha. But it doesn't change. We're not changing anything based on that kasha. Okay? Now we are going to go through every single one of these cases and see how Abaye answers questions and how Rabba answers questions. Okay? Ready? Here we go. Case number one. Echad shelo irev. Nosnim reshus le'echad she'irev. One forgot to make an erev. He can revive those reshus to one who did make an erev. Again, la'abaye to isay. Abaye doesn't have to come with a crazy case where the guy died. Nobody died. 100 people in this chater. You only have to rebuttal to one of them. Very simple. That proves a bias, a shita. The kamash one, the ain tzarich levatal reshut lekolecha v'yechad. You don't have to rebuttal to each and every one. L'rabba. No, he died. There were three people. One died. For logos rinon, and we don't make a gzira, zimnim to isay. Oh, you know what? I remember when I was, last year, I lived over there, I was only rebuttal reshut to one person. Over here, why do I have to rebuttal to more? Oh, because over there, it's only one, because he died. We don't make such a gzira. You're going to mix that up. We don't do that. Case number two. Shnayim she'irvu. Two people that made an Eruv. Nostin reshut le'echad shelo irev. They kibi mevatel the reshus to one who didn't make an Eruv. So pshita. Right? I love when the Gemara just says pshita. So pshita, why not? So ma'adatim, I would have thought. Kivin delo irev. Since they didn't make an Eruv. Liknesay, they should make a knas on them. You should be fined for not participating in the Eruv. How can you now be the recipient of everybody's bittel? You're the one who made all the problems. Just because you're the mayor or you're some big shot, they're even afraid of you, they'll be battle to you? What kind of thing is that? If you're a gzeira, a knat, you can't... No, come on, Shlomo, we don't say that.
What's the scenario? Two guys who didn't make an error, Mavato was just the one... two guys who did it to someone who didn't, correct?
Correct.
So who can carry now?
Only the one who can carry now? Only one person.
Which one? The one who didn't make
the one who didn't. It's as if he's the only one who lives there. Why would that happen? Maybe they're afraid of him. or maybe he has a bris and he needs to, and they don't care. They're going away for lunch, not going to be around, but they don't care. You can find, it's not such a crazy thing. The guy really needs the Eruv. He's forgot, but he needs it. He's making the bris. He has to get the baby there. He has to get the hot water there. You can think of a case. You'll battle to him. It's a small chutz, only three of them. They're not going to be around anyway. That's such a far-fetched thing. But
no, I would never think to give it to him anyway.
But
he's the one
to box up and push. Okay, but he's the one. So why should they push off the bris? They should push it off for this? Okay, so move out to him.
But the Gemara makes a lot of sense. It should be a
Knas. So that was the Havi. The Havi knows the Shmei Knas. Shmei Knas. Right? No, it makes sense. We should Havi knows the Shmei Knas. What?
What? He's the guy who boxed it up.
He boxed it up. Yeah, tough neighbor. But he's the one who needs it.
Could they go into his house and cash
out his house to the Chatzah? I think the answer is yes. But we'll go to his house. I don't want to go to his house. I want to go to my house. No, you can't go to your house.
Tell me, carry this to my
house. Exactly. Yeah, that they can do.
Like
yeah.
You want the buyer? This one, the offer
now?
No.
No.
Why?
No.
Why? Just put up the good arguments.
Yeah.
It's not rough anyway.
Right. It's not rough anyway. It's rabble.
Oh,
right. Right. But yeah. at work. There's like in this room in this office building, the owner donated a room for mincha and they have a daf there. So they have like this random svarim there. So there's a sefer there where someone wrote a sefer how you're mechuyev to make an eruv if you could in the neighborhood. So right, it's a little bit of an extreme shita. You're mechuyev to make an eruv. Like you can't have a situation where there's potential chilul Shabbos if you can get around it. Such a funny thing to say. If on some level he makes it, first I thought what crazy, he makes a lot of sense. Why should you not make? Why not make an Eruv? Why not? If you could, if you can't, if you hold like remotion, you can't. If you could, then why not?
Okay, that's
right.
You hold like that.
What?
You hold like that. It's a why
no,
not.
Places that have an Eruv and don't have an
Eruv. Correct. And at the end of the day, that we basically hold it.
Any place that you've ever been to that can have an Eruv has an Eruv.
Correct.
It's a why not.
I don't know if it's a chiyuv as opposed to it's a smarter here.
Exactly.
He was right. Like, but Torah's chiyuv, the same. It's interesting.
I don't know why.
Interesting. Right? But listen, people forget. Okay, very good. Next. Case number three. Beis Shelo Irvu. Two forgot. Nostin Rishos L'Shnayim She'irvu. They can be revived to two that didn't forget. Now, L'Rabba. Now, according to Rabba, Tana Seifa L'Gluye Resha. This proves Rabba's point. That what? That you have to be revived in front of every single person. Right, this is repeated to highlight the only reason why in the first case he didn't do it in front of everybody was because the guy died. Here, they're both alive. Prove my point. La Abaya. And what about Abaya? Beis Shelo Irvu Itzdrichalei. No, it's said specifically. Why? I would think. Dilma Asi Liv Tulei Lahu. Lidzai, let's make a Gzeira. Dilma Asi Liv Tulei Lahu. What is that Gzeira? Lidzar, let's make a gzeira. Dilma asi liftu elahu. What kind of gzeira is this? Right? Dilma asi, liftu elahu. That what? That the two that didn't make an eruv, right? What? Will not be able to mivatel. Why not? Maybe
others will
what? Others will rattle to them. Kamash Malon, we don't like such a gzera. What does that mean?
It says, I don't know what it means, but I don't care. And if they do rattle to them, so what?
The two that didn't make an Eruv will not be able to. For gzera, they might make a mistake that what? That others are going to be vatel to ones who didn't make an Eruv. What? Other people.
That's not what I would have thought. I would have thought that for that reason.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Everybody's got to be involved in the area. Which other people?
Other people in the chatzar. I'm not sure what this means. I'm not sure what this means.
The chatzar's got to be involved in the area.
Exactly. Then the next one said, the next half a line said, oh, le'echad shelo irev. So lamali, why don't need that? Why don't need that statement? So the Gemara says, ma'adzeh, I would have thought. Hani mili, when is this all true? When is what all true? That about bittul rishus, hecha de miksasan ervu, miksasan lo ervu. Only when some did and some didn't. Aval hecha de kul lo ervu. But if everybody didn't make an eruv, liknasin hu, we should make a knath. Kadesh lo teshtachik Torah's eruv. Then we shouldn't forget Torah's eruv. Kamash Milan, we don't make such a gzera.
Here's where the guy got the chiv to make an eruv.
Or I would say the other way, it's a chiv.
To
chiv
to make an eruv.
To make
an eruv.
What?
Then people forgot to make an eruv.
Right. So we never have. We're at the 70th daf. We're waiting for a statement that you shouldn't make an eruv, so you shouldn't forget Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah. That we never saw that. I've said some communities shut the eruv down once a year, once every 2 years. Why? You should forget that we don't see such a thing. The other way we see, people shouldn't forget what about an Eruv. Right? You don't see a statement, you should forget about Shabbos. No such thing. We haven't seen that.
The last time you were talking about this was right before Sandy. Why can we have one?
Before Sandy?
Yes. Before, not Eruv, it was Shabbos. You said, we should have a Shabbos once, and the Rav says there's no Eruv, but really there is an Eruv.
The Rav towns have that.
And then Sandy
what?
Had
it. The Rav towns that have that.
What?
The Rav towns that have that.
For once. Every once in a while. I just think it's a bigger problem. I'm not sure Friday night has been
right. You have to. It also the same Shabbos. Right. It's you want.
People didn't hear. They're gonna be carrying.
Right. But there is an idea. Shut it down.
Yeah. We haven't found the makar for that yet.
No.
We found the makar the other way.
Yes.
Right. Next, number five. The article calls number five. Abel ain. This is the hardest one. Abel ain echad she'irev. If someone didn't make an erev, no stein rishus le'echad shelo irev. He can't be mivatel to someone who also didn't make an eruv. The la baya.
No, I didn't.
What?
I'm sorry. The guy made no similar shul echad shelo eruv. He can't be mivatel to someone who didn't. What?
No, we already had this. We could do that.
What are you talking about?
We had it. Two
things. There's a whole assembly like that. That somebody made an eruv and somebody forgot.
What kind of cases?
So you say that's all
I'll
talk about
a
bickle.
1 minute.
So we had it both ways.
Even
one
was
right,
and one made
to
the
one
that must.
We had two
who could
make it
for.
We didn't have one
for one.
I don't know.
Obviously,
there's something
else. Yeah. Yeah, so one thing, what
does
this case mean?
I will ain't echo chi'irv,
no
simshul echo chi'irv. If that was an error, he can't be involved with the guy who wasn't in the error. That's the case.
Two people.
One.
We're talking about two people.
One guy.
One man and one didn't.
How many people live in this cluster? Only two people?
Two people.
Okay. So La Baya, Tana Sefer, the Gluye Resha. This highlights, it has to be more than two people.
Yeah, exactly.
Says La Baya, this highlights my halacha, that you don't have to be mivatel in front of each and every one. How's that true? How does that work?
Yeah, because he said...
You can't... How does that make sense? I underline the Rashi, but I'm looking at it, I don't understand what he says. Rashi says, La Baya, Tana Ha... Pshita, ikachad lo batalei b'shutzei. Elachitanya, lashmiinan, de kulam asnisan, de isnehu lo tavayu, hama arvan askinan. Afilu hachik tani reisha, the reisha, first case. Echad shalom irav no tzim reshus echad shirav. The ain tzarch levat levushus they call echad veechad. The yulo asar abasrei.
Yes, that's the case where he was in. He was in. This one is the guy's not in.
Okay.
And he died. The guy died, right?
No, he didn't die. Not according to that bai, no one died. No. What does that mean, Tani Sefer Laduli Reisha? This is repeated to highlight my shita that you don't have to do in there for each and every one. What?
Laduli Reisha, that there was a third guy.
That there was a third guy, and you don't have to do. Okay, fine. And Larabba, it's Taka Extra. I did the Tani Reisha, Tani Nami Sefer. All right, it repeats it. In the Chinami, there's no chiddush in that. Next, the Ein Shnayim Sheirvu. If two people make an Eruv, they cannot. No thing reshos lo Shnayim Shelo Irvu. Hasulamali, why is that mentioned? Lo Tzricha, the Batel Echad Minayu Lechavre, where one was vatal to his friend. Ma Detema Lish De Relay, that's okay. Kamash Malan, is also hard. Kivan De Idna, the Batel, Lo Havile Shiriusa, Bahai Chatzer, Lo. At the time the bitl was made, you had no other rights in the chatzer. That doesn't work. What does that mean? Anybody know what that means?
I
know we can translate every word and know what the words mean in English, and we don't know what it means. What's the concept? What?
The case is two or two.
Same case.
One second.
It's the same case, I know.
Yeah.
The case is...
You think that you would not be able to do it to two different people.
Okay.
Once you have it down to two people, how do you get it down to one?
Right.
Here you can.
Okay. I hear you.
Well, you did have a case. Okay.
I know. Last case. Number seven. Ben Shnayim Shelo Irvu. Two people that don't make an Eruv. Nothing reshos l'shnayim shelo irvu. They can't be invited to another two who didn't make an eruv. So it's also hasu lamali. Why is that here? Lo tzricha the amri le the amri kniyam manas lahatnus. Yeah, Reuven be invited to Shimon, and then Shimon will be invited to everybody else. So we've already said you can't do two bittles.
So what's the difference between 2-2 and 2-1? The 2-2 they say they're not allowed, but the 2-1 you are allowed.
So it's
a good. 2-1 makes more sense.
Correct. So why is it 2-2 not allowed? I don't understand. I don't know. Because you're getting it down to only one person or two people.
You're narrowing it down.
Where's the other person coming from? You got four people.
Four people. Nobody made an error, right?
And nobody made an error.
So two of them battle to two. You can't do that. Why? So the Gemara said, because they have no right. You have the right to do that. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, next. That's a finish. Boy Minei, Rabba Mirav Nachman. We sort of alluded to this before. Yoresh Maushi Vatel Rishus. Right? What about a Yoresh? So what's the case? The case is... The father didn't make an Eruv.
Did not.
Reuven, Shimon, and father. Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv. The father was not included. Then he died. Now, upon... What? No, the same chatzar. Where did Yoresh live? We're going to get to that in a minute. He died on Shabbos, yeah. Yeah. And the father died. He did not participate in the Erev, and he didn't make a bittel. So what's the story? So now, on before Shabbos began, this Erev was not a good Erev. Why? Because somebody's not included. He didn't participate. He didn't make bittel. Now he died. Now the Yoresh automatically becomes a Yoresh. Automatically. So now here's the story. Can the Yoresh now be mevatel on Shabbos? Let's say he lived in the chutzah right next door. Right next door he lives. It's 2 minutes away. So Eicha de'i b'ayla ruvim esmal. If he could have participated in the Erev yesterday, Matzi ma'arev, betulei na'i matzi mevatel. So if he could have participated yesterday in an Eruv, then you can do Bittel today.
Father or
anybody in general. Aval hai, over here, kivon de'i boi la'ruvim esmo. Lo matzima arev, this son, had they wanted, falls on his last legs. Falls never on his last legs, but they called to the son, please participate. I can't, I don't live there. My father lives there. I don't live here. I can't participate in the air with you. I don't live here. Lo matzim b'vatel, so therefore he can't do bittel. Oh may, oh Dilma, maybe Yorish Ka'ari Davuhu. Maybe it's like an extension of his father.
Even though he doesn't live there.
Even though he doesn't live there, if he dies, I take okay. over. All right, I can do bittel. That's the Gemara's question.
They didn't divide it yet. I don't get it.
He's only Yorish. He's only Yorish. No dividing, nothing. Amalei, I'm the only one he could do bittel. Bahani debate Shmuel Tani ain Mavatel. And they say he can't do bittel. Okay? They say he can't. I say, yeah, they say no. Now, Eishve, we're going to have a kasha on Rav Nachman, who said they can do bittel. They can. What's the kasha? Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol shemutter lemitzvah Shabbos, hutter lekol Shabbos. If anything's mutter on part of Shabbos, it's mutter the whole Shabbos. V'chol she'asur lemitzvah Shabbos, and anything asur for part of Shabbos, nesa lekol Shabbos. It's also asur for part of Shabbos. Chutz except mivatal rishos. Except the bittel rishos. It was asur part of Shabbos, and it becomes mutter now by bittel rishos. Now, what do all these cases mean? Kol shehutu lemitzvah Shabbos, mutter lekol Shabbos. What does that mean? It's mutter for part of Shabbos. Something happened. It's still mutter. Kigon, for example, Irev Derech HaPetach, we made an error between the doorway. Finistam, and somehow there was an avalanche, and the doorway collapsed. That is no more doorway. Doesn't matter. There was a doorway before Shabbos, it's still a doorway. Or Erev Derech Chalon, Finistam Chalon, the window got stuffed up somehow, and we had an error through the window. That's still good. There's no more window. Doesn't matter. It was good for part of Shabbos, it's good the whole Shabbos. Zeh Klal, Lasuyeh, what does it mean, Zeh Klal? Lasuyeh Mavui, a Mavui. Shenitlu korosav olechav. Somebody took the koro or the lechi away. It was a good mavui, a good eruv. Someone came and stole the lechi. Does that make the eruv is no good now in Shabbos morning? No, it's still good. It's still good. Why? When Shabbos began, it was good. Still good. Kol shenesel mitzvah Shabbos, desel kol Shabbos kula. What does that mean? It was usher for part of Shabbos. It remains usher. That they had this already. Kigon shnei batim shnei tili b'shutz rabim. Two houses across the street, right? Now, could you ever carry from one house to the other house, which was a rabbi in between? Impossible. Impossible.
Unless you build machitzas.
But then they will do it on machitzas. On Shabbos morning, the guy comes and puts up machitzas. Right? V'ikifum nachrim, machitzah b'Shabbos. Right? The house here and a house here. And also in one night, the municipality comes and they build a bridge in between. Now, your mamash have one chatzah, you and the other guy. Friday night, I didn't have that. Shabbos morning, all of a sudden, they rerouted the whole traffic, and now we have a chatzah right here between me and him. So can I carry now? No. Why? I is a mechitza. Yeah, before Shabbos there wasn't. So it stays us for the whole Shabbos.
How about a Friday night is a horrible storm after Shabbos, midnight.
And yeah.
The air you assume is down, but it was good at the onset of Shabbos.
And it's good. We always
can
say
you
that.
Carry in the morning?
Yes.
Now we always say, oh, if it's a bad storm, don't carry.
No, don't say that.
Why? The rabbis always cautious. If it's a horrible storm, we may have to...
No.
But if it's a horrible storm, then you can't... That's a good question.
Because when Shabbos began, the storm was already there.
No, I'm saying at midnight it happened. It was fine before.
No. We never say that. We said if somebody checked the Eruv is good. You don't question.
Right, that's because we rely on the Chazakah. The Chazakah is good.
No, even if you see the Eruv down. You see, you live next to the Eruv is down.
You still want to use it?
Yes.
I don't know. It could be.
Yes.
The Gemara would seem to say that. Right, the lechi's down. Someone stole the lechi. Right. Still carry. I don't know. Okay. Anyway.
The lechi's only a simon.
Correct.
Without simon, it's no good.
Yeah, you need that simon. And that's saying that the strings are more vital than a lechi. I hear you. I hear that. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. They didn't contact me. Anyway, they sent me an email about money. Anyway. Yeah. Well, just last year because I didn't collect money. Okay. Anyway, where am I up to? Zaklal lasuye mai lasuye. What does it mean? Zaklal. Here's the rule. That what? Here's the rule that whatever's mutter. Why do you have to say this is the rule? Lasuye comes to include meis nachri b'Shabbos. If the guy died on Shabbos, it's a good thing. Right? If the guy died on Shabbos, it's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? One what? No. Because now we can't prevent the error. Beforehand, we had a guy, he refused to participate. What? So we don't hold the rule of the children, only by Jews. So he has relatives. What?
He's there.
Correct, but he's not there right now. He died on Friday night. No one's going to know about it until after Shabbos. So right now, there's nobody there. It's just like if the guy goes away for Shabbos. We say the property becomes batel. He lives there, but he's not around. He went to Europe for a week. Viktani, and we said, Chutz mimevatel rishus. It says, except, the only exception is, if someone's a vatel rishus. Ihu in, yoresh lo. Only him, not a yoresh. Like David said, what about the children? The answer is, it's irrelevant. Kash on you. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Ema, the answer is, Chutz mitoras bitl rishus. Except for the category of bitl rishus. A Jew, a guy, it doesn't make a difference, except for the category of Bittul Rishon. So therefore, it's not a kashan or batlan. All right, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow's stuff is, I don't remember. Yeah, all right, it's fine, it's all fine. We'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Yeah.